Praise the Lord, everyone. This is Pastor Cheryl Thaxton greeting you once again with Favor Life on Blog Talk Radio. So glad that you're here listening today to the radio station and hearing me and what God is saying. We've been discussing the life of Abraham and the process of there. And we hear about Abraham, but we don't understand always the process of there. So the Lord gave it to me to begin to talk to us about the process of there. Many of us see people in the Bible as some human, superhuman person and don't realize they were everyday people just like us who actually go through the same struggles, who have the same questions and fears. And when God tells us about, I'm taking you to a place called there, that their place is not always obvious, and you can't give detailed information to someone about how you're going to get there and what's going to happen and all the things that you're going to encounter. The their place is a place of faith. It's a place where you have to trust God to be who he said and to do exactly what he said. You cannot plan out your there like you're planning a degree, like you're planning to do something in your life, planning to add something, planning to build something, planning a vacation. Your there has all of these bumps in it. It has all of these roads and paths. It has these places that God takes you, and the there place is a place where you have to trust that the word of God will not fail you, and God's power will surround you and will do exactly what he said. We listened last week, and we had several people who did. And today, if you have questions, please be willing to ask those questions so we can answer them. Your there place is the place where, as I said before, you trust God. And God chooses ordinary people, just like you and I, who are uncommon, unlikely folks, to do extraordinary things. And what you have to understand is Abraham was a pagan worshiper. He only knew the lifestyle of what he had experienced, had seen, had grown up in, and even had things from his generation transferred to him. But in the midst of all of his pagan worship and his rituals, God interrupts his life, and God begins to give him something that he did not have himself, a purpose and a plan. God always gives purpose and plan, and that's what you have to understand. The purpose and the plan of God is greater than the moment of your past, even your present. The purpose and the plan of God supersedes anything else, and the word of God is so great that it is able to accomplish for you something that you yourself could never do and reveal to you and make known to you something that you never would have thought or could ever comprehend for your life. So your there place is a place where faith really grabs a hold and faith expands and extends itself. Faith itself begins to acknowledge the fact that a God who you have not seen, but yet you hear, gives you a vision beyond your own expectation and your own limitations. And he makes that thing come to pass so that you're able to be a glory unto him in the earth, and he can get glory out of your life. This place that we're talking about in the person of Abraham, I want you to look at your life and see that. Abraham was willing to leave the place of tradition. And that's the place that is hard for many of us because we are set in the traditions of what we know and what we've heard and what our family has given us. But sometimes God will cause you to do something that is out of the ordinary and to break tradition of what you've known. He spoke to Abraham and he told him to leave all of the stuff and all of the people that were familiar. He makes it plain to him that he cannot get this blessing connected to the people that he's familiar with. He cannot get this blessing connected to the principles of the traditions of that time. There will be seasons and times in your life that God will command you to do things that other people will not understand, and you cannot allow them to outweigh the voice of God. You have got to know within yourself that this is what God is calling you to, and he did not speak that precise destination of purpose to anyone that you're talking to or related to. He spoke it to you. So if he spoke it to you, you are the one that has the ear to hear. The other individuals don't have the ear to hear, or God already knows they're not going to obey. They're not going to follow. But this place of there is available for anyone who's willing and obedient. It is a place that anyone can go and allow God to take them there and stretch them and to make them and transform them and bless them and cause them to have a name in the earth. In the earth, not just in heaven, but in the earth, that brings him glory, honor, and praise. And so everybody's not going to do it. So when God has chosen you for a specific task, he already knows that you can do it. He already seen you before time ever began. He already knew your name before your mother and father ever made you. He already had your purpose and your plan for your life before the foundations. And all he wants you to do is trust in the same God that made the heavens and the earth and keeps everything going and has everything worked out according to his purpose and his plan, has a plan that's greater than any adversary, any enemy, or any fear that could ever overtake you. So you've got to be willing to break the mold. You've got to be willing to go to the place that you trust God and you believe his report. The vision of God for Abraham was so great that he could not stay and remain in the familiar place. There will be times when God will cause you to get out of the familiar place in your common walk and your spiritual walk. He will have you surround yourself with different people. He will have you surround yourself in a different environment. He will have you cut off the familiar way of doing things, sometimes to go deeper into your relationship with him. He will have you even go and merge yourself even more in worship in the word, that he can build you in faith. When you talk about faith walking, that means you must have a deeper revelation of faith. In other words, you've got to allow God to stretch you. You've got to allow God to pour into you. You've got to build yourself up in your most holy faith, which requires you to eat the word and recognize it. You can't just say, God, just take me there. He's requiring something of you. You look at Abraham's life. He just didn't stay where he was. He had to go away from the people that were familiar to him into the place of there. He had to be a nomad, and he had to travel, and he had to go through certain cities and certain places that God led him, because he was marking territory for the future generations of the Israelites, that they will conquer and they will live there in the cities and the land of Canaan. You sometimes, God will require you to go and to eat the word of faith, and he'll have you just digesting that word and living that word practically every day of your life, applying it, speaking it in prayer, professing it, decreeing it, declaring it. And you don't always understand why, but you're just like Abraham. You're walking through something in the spirit realm that is decreeing, this is the territory that God has promised me, and this is what I'm marking. This belongs to God. This belongs for his glory. I'm going to either walk this, or I'm going to lay the foundation, or I'm going to have my hands in this, or I'm setting something up for someone else. But whatever it is, he's making sure that I'm walking out this decree by faith. So I'm grabbing the word, and I'm using the word daily in my life to do something extraordinary. And that's what you have to understand. When God tells you that he's taking you there, most of the time he's going to start cutting off people who does not have the same mind. He'll start letting you see where their heart is, or see where their minds or their motive is, or see even the limitations of what they want for life. And you will know that you are not, you cannot take them with you, because there will always be a hindrance. They will be the ones who will be envious and jealous of anything that God does in your life or gives you, or they'll be around just to eat and receive the fruits and the benefits of being with you. They will be parasites to you. They'll never give back to you what you give to them. So God, knowing that, because he's the all-wise God, will cut them off, or have you not even be in their presence during this season. He will even let your relationship shift. And it doesn't mean that you're so much greater than them. It doesn't mean that God doesn't love them. It just means that they have limited God to a certain status, to a certain place, and they're not willing to break out of the place of tradition and being comfortable and being familiar with certain things, and they've gotten to that place where that's all they want and that's all they know and that's all they're willing to do. So when God tells them to change something, it's always a fight. It's always, I don't know if that was me. It's always fear, and you have to get out of that cycle. You have to break that place, and you have to go to the place that God has called you to go. One of the things that Abraham had to do was leave the place of fear. You're going to have to leave the place of fear, and you're going to have to trust that God knows what he's doing in your life. You're going to have to grab a hold of faith. And as I just said, you're going to have to get into the place of allowing the word to reveal to you more and more faith. You're going to have to take that word, because if you want to have a true faith walk, then you must have a constant revelation of faith. That means God has got to be speaking to you, and you've got to be in a place where your faith is stirred, and you have to be around people who are stirring your faith, those who are visionaries and faith walkers, those who are not afraid to go out to the there, those who are willing to change whatever they have to in their lives for the purpose of God to be seen and evident. And many people don't want that, because they can't explain the dear place. As I said before, it is a faith walk. And we're still just dealing with the personality of Abraham. We're not even getting into the things that he encountered yet. I want you to get familiar with the personality of the things that he as a man had to face and had to deal with. These are the things that we have to deal with, the questions that come to us, and we respond to in our obedience to God when he says, I'm taking you there. People will always come and say, are you sure God told you? But the vision or the voice of God, whatever he's shown you in a dream or in his word or in prophetic visions or however he's given it to you to show you your there place, that vision, that place, that statement, the voice of God is louder and clearer and more precise than anything that the enemy or anyone else could ever try to steal from you. For we understand that the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And if he can steal the vision or the voice of God in your life, taking you to your there, then he's got you, because he's got you in a place where you're not fulfilling destiny and you're not pleasing God because you're doing works or you're just in the church and you're doing the familiar, but you have not launched out into the place of deep. You haven't gone to the place where God can really get the glory out of your life. You haven't gone to the place where you're a trailblazer. You're tearing up ground that no one else has ever tried it on because of fear and limitations or even ignorance, because they're not willing to know more in God or grasp more in God. So he will choose you to do what everyone else will not do. All he wants is vessels that are willing and open to do it. And he's not telling you to be perfect. If you look at Abraham's life, he was not a perfect man, but he believed God, and he trusted God to do great things. And he trusted what God has spoken to him. So, you know, you have to be willing to trust God. And when you do, you're willing to let God shape you, speak to you, and deal with you. That's all part of the there process. He takes the rough drafts of who you are. He takes all of those things of who you are, and he begins to refine you as he takes you on your there. He begins to work on you and your heart, your mind, your motive, and he takes you to that place of there. We see this evidence in the life. We see this evidence in the life of Paul. Paul started off as Saul, but as he becomes Paul, and we see him at the end of his walk, of his journey, we see he has changed, and he's changing and becoming more tender. That is the same process that happens with us when we go to our there moment. God deals with us, he shapes us, he speaks to us, and we cannot be afraid. We cannot be afraid. We have to trust God, that God, what he wants and wills for our life to happen. We cannot make our there moment happen for ourselves, and that's what you have to understand. All he wants you to do is trust him. He's going to work out the there. He wants you to trust him. Many of us try to work it out, handle it ourselves, do it ourselves, make it come to pass. And God said, I don't need your help. I just need you to be the vessel. I'm going to show my might and my strength through you and get glory out of you. I'm going to endow you with my glory so you can see, the world can see something that he has not ever seen before in the earth through you. And they're going to be recognizing that this God who's done it and God's power who's done it. So you don't have to help God. All you have to do is trust and obey him. Walk by faith and not by sight, because your sight in the natural world is deep. So you have to walk, you have to do that. And always remember to trust God. I know we're closing out this session now of Favor Life, and I thank you for being here, for listening, and what, every promise that God has told you, he's going to do it. He's going to perform it. Hold on. You're walking in Favor Life. God has favored you because he's put his spirit and his anointing on you. So don't ever doubt that God has something great for you. Every single day that you live, let God get glory out of you and pursue the Favor Life, the life that God has already spoken and said it is yours, because it's already possible, because God is already performing. I'm Pastor Cheryl Thaxton, the host of the show for today, and I pray that this was a blessing to you. Please tune in tomorrow at the same time, and we will be talking about the process of Bear in Favor Life. Be blessed, and I'll see you on tomorrow.